Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sacred Divergence Radio, with your hostess Reverend Elizabeth on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Listen in every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern and join us in the chat room as we discuss music, magic, spirituality, and more.
Good evening, everybody, and this is Reverend Elizabeth Hamilton coming to you from beautiful Pennsylvania. I'm glad you all can join me this evening. So tonight's topic has been suggested that we talk about the topic of being lost. And spiritually, I think being lost is a very important thing that we all must face. It tests our faith, it tests our trust, it tests our God, and it tests us. I really don't know what else to say about this topic. Let's jump in with a song, and I will research people who have been lost, I suppose. Go with the Fist Fast song from Darth the Bard. I don't know what this song sounds like. This is the first time I'll be hearing it. So you can enjoy it with me, and we'll be right back on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, Sacred Divergence Radio.
I shall go where the red is spring, with sorrow and sighing on silent wing. And I shall go in Our Lady's name, I till I come home again. We'll be right back.
up, seeing things a little differently, appearing, disappearing, hardly innocent, nor tied down to the ground. I learned to roll and tumble with the punches, glory in my stripes and spots, walk by invisible and never make a sound. But heavy is the crown that's always hidden, tender is the heart you never see. Hard and fast shines the grin that we flash, but there's a vulnerable stripe or two on me. Maybe any place outside of Wonderland is not for me, my friend. If I leave my grin behind, remind me that we're all mad here, and it's okay. Sun up, sun down, the shadows hide me down in Wonderland, Wonderland. Nobody knows the way, but if you find it in your dreams, you can find it at your day job, somewhere south of hell. Take the path to left or right with just your gut to guide you. The story is not for anyone else to tell. And hear everybody loud and clear, but the truth comes down in riddles that are safe enough to share. That's how it is in songs you see, and stripes always looks good on me, whether or not I'm really there. Heavy is the burden of the wise ones, when no one understands a word they say. The Jabberwock never bothered anyone, but nobody believes him to this day. Hey, and why should they? If I leave my grin behind, remind me that we're all mad here, and it's okay. Sun up, sun down, the shadows find me out in Wonderland, Wonderland. Nobody knows the way, but if you find it in your dreams, you can find it at your day job, somewhere south of hell. Take the path from left or right with just a gut to guide you. The story is not for anyone else to tell. For diamonds, baby, brought you here to me. Darling, you know better than to trust a pack of cards. What have we left? The world is never as mad as it could be. Never as mad as it could be.
Unity Radio Network, Sacred Divergence Radio, episode 54, in which I will be talking with Lori about Witches Fest and with Astropho about being lost. So we have Lori on hold here. Let me bring her live on the air. Hello, Lori. How are you tonight?
Hi, Lady Liz. I'm doing well, recovering from Witch Fest.
Yay! Tell us all about it. I want to hear all the stories. Tell me.
Oh, it turned out to be such a fantastic day. It was a it was hot, but there was some shade with the buildings and absolutely wonderful, beautiful people there. It was hosted by family, by the Wiccan Family Temple, Starion, and just absolutely amazing.
Awesome. And what did you do there? Did you take any classes?
Lord Don actually did two workshops, one on open ritual and one on soul retrieval.
Awesome. And did you like them?
Absolutely awesome. Oh, they were great. Sweet. I love to be in his presence at a live class.
Yeah, he's really
nothing
amazing.
Like it. He is just spectacular. And I got to meet Lady Alyssa. That was absolutely fantastic. We had a great time. There'll be plenty of video on Magic TV. She did some
awesome.
Wonderful interviews.
Yeah, I saw her with the camera on when I was following Lord Don's feed. I saw her with the camera interviewing a lot of people, so I can't wait to see those videos.
She was fantastic. They came fantastic. It was great. Definitely.
That's wonderful.
A very fun day.
That's great. So are you going to go next year?
I would love to have a booth there next year.
That's going to be awesome. What are you going to do?
I think a little bit of everything. I do knit. I do wire wrap and stuff, but I'd like to bring some Karelian information to the fair. Some of Lord Don's books and stuff will be great. There should be a Karelian table at that fair.
I absolutely agree.
So any other Karelians that would like to participate, we could all set up a booth together.
That would be wonderful. I would love to be included on that.
That would be fantastic. I was so sorry that you couldn't make it this year.
But yeah, I know. I was kind of bummed out. But I spent my weekend camping, so that was fun.
Oh, terrific.
I had a good time camping.
We'll still have Utah to get together.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Utah is going to be so much fun. I can't wait for it. I still have to get my business cards, but that's kind of on hold right now. And I'm just saving up money.
As we are all. So we have the fall auction coming up?
Yes, we do. The Karelian Tradition holds an auction twice a year to benefit the tradition. And we're going to have some really awesome things. Are you going to contribute anything to the auction this year?
I am actually purchasing two wands from After Fob.
Excellent. His wands are amazing.
Plug his website. That would be great. I don't know the exact name of it.
I knew by the top of my heart. It is more wands than you can shake a stick at. blogspot.com.
Awesome.
And I know he is always putting new wands up, so you guys should go there. And, I want to take this opportunity and plug my new venture.
Oh, please.
I will be making tie-dyed t-shirts.
That's an awesome
idea. And how I will be doing this is I bought Sharpie markers and isopropyl alcohol. And so I will be making designs on these t-shirts and then dripping alcohol all over them. One design at a time. And I'm not sure what I'm going to be asking for them yet, but I just wanted to let you all know about it.
That is a fantastic up and coming. Idea. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's really awesome. And Afterfove in the chat room says that he has more wands coming to you soon, so keep an eye out at more wands than you can shake a stick at blogspot.com. Wow, I can't talk tonight.
It's the heat. It's getting to all of us.
Yes, it is definitely hot. It was quite hot this weekend. I spent all of yesterday in a sarong, and it was wonderful.
It just turned out to be such a wonderful day at Witch Fest. We did get such a nice shaded area that made it just so comfortable to be able to walk around and enjoy yourself.
That's great.
We were definitely lucky.
That's wonderful. Did it last the whole day? I know it only lasts like a few hours. last year?
It was from 11 to 4.
Oh, okay.
It was fairly crowded. When I first got there, I didn't think it was going to be as crowded as it turned out to be. But there's so many people always walking in Manhattan that it was eventually going to happen. And everybody got along, people from all over. Very nice.
Well, excellent. I am so glad that you had such a wonderful time, and hopefully I can be there next year. Next year, I'm really hoping to be in Florida, but maybe I can catch the train up before dawn. Who knows?
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
What part of Florida?
It'll be a nice little adventure.
What part of Florida are you looking to go to?
West Palm Beach.
Beautiful. So you'll be right there with Lord Don. Hop on that train with him. That's it. Now he has company.
Yep.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Precisely. So did you take any more workshops too while I was there? Tell me more about it.
Well, the first workshop was on public ritual, how to handle critics and what to expect and how to hold your, I'm going to say, temper when things don't go your way, and how to deal with people using the proper words that somebody from the tradition or just being a pagan in general would not understand. Using a divine one instead of a deity or god and goddess. It's a lot of great, terrific facts. And he just makes it so easy to learn.
Yeah, Lord Don has been doing this for years. So, anybody who's thinking about doing a workshop or whatever, I would definitely go to one of his workshops first to kind of get a feel for it. Or, any workshop and, kind of get a feel for what they do and then kind of plan it from there. I know it is kind of hard to hold a workshop, especially if you're the only one hosting it.
And especially being as loud as it was. You're in the city. It's not like how the pagan picnic was. We had a nice secluded area. And
oh,
it just went so
you
well.
Went to pagan picnic too. Tell us all about
that.
Come
was
on, you're full of information.
Pagan picnic was the greatest thing I've ever attended. And I've attended many local gatherings and rituals and fairs.
Wow.
That was just spectacular. When they cast
well, I'm really glad to hear that.
The energy that flew, the energy that was there after that circle was cast was just amazing. You felt it the whole weekend. It didn't dissipate. No one argued. No one fought. To have all those people in one gathering for two straight days, long hour days, It was absolutely amazing. Vendors from all different states, all different walks of life, many different paths. Temple of Witchcraft was there. Spirit's Edge. A very good friend of mine from Triple Moon Ministries, it was his first year setting up a booth, so I actually stayed with them. It was just fantastic. Lady Sherry, just amazing. She did all the videos, so you can see them on Magic TV, too.
I watched them.
they were great. I think there's still two more to be downloaded. Again, another fantastic day. Just to prove how we can all just get along was amazing.
Excellent. And, I'm looking at past pagan picnics. And it looks like it's been going on for a number of years.
This was the 23rd year.
Wow.
To have something that strong going. And it was huge.
Oh, yeah. Like, it takes up the whole park.
It went from
no
one end of the road to the next in the lane. It was just fantastic.
Well, I'm
really
so glad that you had so much
Charlene.
Fun.
Reverend Charlene had a booth there as well. And many, many, many other vendors. Just wonderful.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so glad that you had such a good time, Lori. And it's always good to talk to you, too. We need to have you on the show more often. And I keep
Thank
saying
you.
This to
I miss
everybody.
Coming.
You guys
just
need to call in
so
and talk
hard.
To me.
It's just been so hard and busy.
Yeah, I
and
know
my
it's like
crashed.
Be busy. Your computer crashed.
I think that was the worst week and a half. I couldn't get online. I had access to certain things, but not other things. So I missed a lot in the last month.
Well, that's horrible.
It was. Now I can only imagine what Lord Don went through when his crashed and he couldn't do his vlog.
I know.
On his own. Oh.
That must have been horrible.
Well, I
but, you know, first you were lost, and now you've been found, so you're back online,
yes.
Thankfully.
True.
There is
and
light at the end of the tunnel.
Say.
Oh, and Astrophobe is flattering you. He says he loves your voice.
Well, thank you so much, Ron. You should call in so we can hear you.
Yeah, I keep telling him, but he won't. He's stubborn.
We should do a show one day on his wands and his pillows. His pillows are just as beautiful, the sand pillows for crystals.
Yeah, I've done, you know, I did a show on his wands a while back. I can't remember exactly what episode it was. But I did a show on his wands a while back, and he didn't even call in for it.
Shame on you, Ron.
Yes, shame.
Okay, we're just kidding you.
Yes.
We understand. Live is not for everyone.
We love Ron, whether he calls in or not.
Yes, we do.
We are. We're planning a show about his once again. We are. That's news to me. Okay.
Oh, he'll
so
call
he
in next time. There we go.
He'll call in next time. So. All right, so a second show about Ron's wands. Be sure to come in and listen as Ron describes his process and all things Ron's wands. That has a nice ring to it, Ron's wands.
Yes.
It almost rhymes. So he had this topic about leaps, being lost, and I'm not sure what to talk about. Whether
lost in what way?
Like being lost spiritually, or even physically, like being lost where you don't know where you are in the world.
That will go to the next thing I brought up. Maybe he needs to do some shadow working and find himself.
Yeah. So, Ron, it's time to get your shadow work on. Lori, tell us about some shadow work that you've been doing.
Well, actually, the second workshop that Lord Don did was on soul retrieval, and he actually had us do a portion of it, which was rather hard to do with all the city cabs and buses and... But you felt it. It was amazing. I think that when you do shadow work, you become a happier, healthier person. You
definitely
forgive people easier. You forgive more. Without being able to forgive yourself or someone else, you're just not going to live the life of happiness and fulfillment that you'll get otherwise.
Absolutely. And, you know, shadow work is a very important part of degrees in Karelianism. It's probably emphasized the second most, the most emphasized being the exercises, the psychic exercises. What degree are you, Lori? Are you first degree?
I am just about finished with first degree. Being that the computer crashed, I was afraid to start a test. With losing internet constantly and not being able to complete.
Right.
So I had to put a hold on it for about a month and a half, since the pagan picnic. But I did just do test 12. My essays are done.
Yay!
And
so you're
going to
be an idiot soon.
Well, Lady Alyssa, happened to bring up Utah. And I said, and what are you going to do? Walk me through the convention center blindfolded? Making a joke of her. And we got to watch other stories that they told about initiations. And I thought it was just a lot of fun. So, yeah, maybe.
Oh, you're going to have a blast.
Completely finished by then.
Yeah, you'll be done by then. Don't worry. What two books did you do your book reports on?
I did one report on how to prepare for a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
As far as casting and opening a circle properly, what you'll need, how to cleanse your space, your altar items. And my second one is on shadow work.
Well, that's great.
And what the shadow is.
That's
what
wonderful.
Gets stuck in there.
Uh-huh. A lot of things get stuck in our shadow.
More than we care to admit.
Yes.
And that's why we need the work.
Yes, yes, yes.
So Ron is saying sometimes you have to go more into being lost before you can come back. Otherwise, you can remain where you are, but not able to go anywhere.
And, you know, I think there's some truth in that. Let's explore that for a little bit. What does he mean by going more into being lost? What does he mean by not able to go anywhere? I think
that goes to the old saying, two steps backwards, one forward.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking of, actually. And with this, we need to, like, really experience the feelings associated with being lost. Like, utterly not knowing where you are in the world. He had mentioned... Say again?
Well, the purpose you serve.
Exactly. And, you know, that's something that's really profound, I think. And I think a lot of people are afraid of being lost. I certainly am. I will admit it.
I think everybody is at one time or another in their life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just human nature to fear the unknown and to hold back things that have happened to us.
Exactly.
So Ron says it's like looking at a splinter but not pulling it out because it will be painful. And yep, nobody wants to feel that pain, but once you do pull that splinter out,
you feel
there
so
is no
much
pain.
Better.
Oh,
that momentary flash of pain is totally worth the relief that will come afterwards. Trust me. I know this from personal experience. I've had a number of splinters in my lifetime, and let me tell you, they hurt like a bitch.
Oh, it sure
does. But once they come out, it's like... Oh, it's like taking a breath of fresh air.
Exactly.
And it's like...
And that's the same as cleaning your shadow.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing about shadow work. Yes. And
it's amazing the analogy you just put in with the splinter.
Say again?
It's amazing the analogy we just put together with the splinter.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. I knew that was coming. I knew an analogy would come up sooner or later. This show is full of analogies by now. Come on.
That's why it's so good.
Yeah, I love doing this. This is great. This is like my life. I live for radio. I can't get over it. I don't think I'll ever be able to stop doing radio.
Well, I think that's wonderful.
It's great people like you and AfterProbe and Apu Admonagama that keep me going and allow me to do this every week. I mean, it's a strain sometimes. Like today, I got sidetracked. I was watching Doctor Who right before I came on the air, and I was like, oh no, I'm late for my show. I guess I'll have to set an alarm or something so that
that's
I'm not late anymore.
There are new
episodes. Well, that's okay.
Now?
Say again?
Are there new episodes now of Doctor Who?
Oh, well, we're watching from season one. We just started season four.
Awesome.
So I don't know if there's any new ones out, but we're not caught up yet, so.
Okay. So you're a newbie on Doctor Who.
Yeah, I'm kind of like a newbie on Doctor Who. I'll admit that. I just found out who the face of Bo was.
Nice.
So, let's see. Talking about being lost, what else shall we talk about tonight?
Well, how much time do you have
says, we have about a half an hour, well, 20 minutes left.
Okay, great.
And, Apropos says, the best thing about hitting yourself in the head with a hammer is how good it feels when you stop. And I think that's a great analogy for self-harm, like spiritual self-harm.
Yep.
You know, the best part about getting into a situation is getting out of it, if it's a bad one.
And coming out striving and better than when you went in.
Yes, exactly, and coming out with that experience. Because this life, living here on Earth and living in these flesh suits that we call bodies, it's all a spiritual experience. We are here to experience every part of the myriad spectrum of the pain, the sorrow, the joy, the grief, the strife, the good times, the bad times, the smiles, the laughter, the fear.
Yep.
All of it.
And that's Ron says being lost is a spiritual self-harm.
You know, I don't think being lost is spiritual self-harm unless you're not willing to be found again.
Correct.
If you allow yourself to remain lost and you do not strive to find the path again, then that would be spiritual self-harm. Now, mind you, it may take a while to realize you're lost, and that's perfectly fine.
Sometimes you just need to be lost for a bit.
Exactly, in order to find yourself again.
Mm-hmm.
But everything in good time is what I always say, and I often apply this to my procrastination habit, but everything in good time, and everything will always come full circle. It always happens, no matter what.
Exactly.
Oh, and you know what? I want to take a moment and give a shout-out to our good friend, Phoenix Williams. He is a high priest. He was on the show last week. And today is his one-year anniversary as a...
Yay!
Yes, as a high priest. So congratulations to him on his one-year anniversary.
Congratulations, Reverend Phoenix.
I had the pleasure of initiating him along with Reverend Alyssa and Reverend Karen Silva from the Universal Dance Shrine.
Beautiful. That is in Connecticut, correct?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, I do believe he is in Connecticut.
No, the Shrine.
And Alyssa is...
Reverend Karen.
Yeah, Reverend Karen. I think she's in Connecticut. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. And I believe Reverend Onyx is up in Albany?
I think he's more in Buffalo.
Buffalo, correct. Okay.
Or somewhere around there, like Rochester,
awesome.
Buffalo,
oh,
that kind
beautiful.
Of area. Oh, not in wintertime, honey.
Oh, no.
Spring and summer and fall, maybe, but not winter.
Oh, God. No, I don't mean where he lives. Oh, that they were hammered this year in Buffalo. I meant the initiation itself. I didn't mean where he lives, because they were hammered this winter. Buffalo is one of the hard, like Chicago, one of the hardest places to be.
Oh, yeah.
When it starts snowing. I was referring to his initiation.
Oh, his initiation was in Connecticut.
Terrific. And a beautiful time of year to be in Connecticut.
Yeah, it really was nice. It was perfect weather last year at the Witch's Fest. And then we went to Melissa's office, where she does massage therapy work. And we set up the ritual space. We put him in seclusion. We set up the ritual space. And we initiated him. And then we ordered pizza. And it
awesome.
Was great. And sure, everyone can go to my Facebook page. And if you look in my photos, you can see all of the photos from his initiation. And it was awesome. It was wonderful.
Terrific.
Yeah,
can't
it was
wait.
Perfect. Oh my goodness. Okay, so we have about 15 minutes left. And I just wanted to say that all of you are listening to the 54th episode of Sacred Divergence Radio. And we are talking about Witch's Fest 2015. We're talking about being lost, and we're talking about initiation and shadow work. And I think that...
Terrific topics.
Yes. Oh, yes. Very deep topics. It's like a well. You never know how deep you're going to go until you hit the bottom. And it's always something that I love to come back to. Because there's always these little nuggets of information. I call them nuggets. Because you collect them and you collect them and you collect them. And by the time you have a whole bunch, you have so much knowledge stuffed inside your brain that it's like, it's a little overwhelming sometimes. So, I'm not one of these people who are like a font of knowledge, you know. I like to give little nuggets or little pennies. And time after time, after you listen to my show for a while, you'll start picking up these pennies. And pretty soon you'll have yourself a dollar. And I'll let you all ponder that for a little while, because that's part of the fun, is pondering
and picking
up the pennies.
Eventually that dollar will turn into five.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You
have
to
have it right on the money. Uh-oh. Astrophobe has an announcement. What is it, Astrophobe? We're all sitting on tenterhooks, waiting with bated breaths.
I'm glad you said hooks and not needles, because we know this is going to be more of a hook announcement.
Yes, this is probably going to be quite a surprise. Yeah, this is Ron, so I'm a little... Oh. Well, that's kind of a weird announcement. He says that he's playing Dungeons & Dragons, and in that game, his character, who is a fighter champion, has a vampire hooker as a girlfriend.
Wonderful.
I don't know the relevance of this. What is the relevance here, Astrophobe?
Sure.
Come on.
I think that the relevance might be. That's why he's lost in time.
Maybe.
These guys need to get off the computer and out more.
Well, actually, he doesn't play Dungeons & Dragons on the computer. He actually goes out and plays Dungeons & Dragons. So, it's not that he's not getting out more. It's just that he's choosing to associate with people who play Dungeons & Dragons. Which may or may not be a good thing. What? My boyfriend is sitting here telling me what an awesome game it is.
Oh, wonderful. I've heard many things about it.
Yes, so have I. I've never
virtual.
Played it.
No,
say
I
again?
Have not. I have not played it either. And Ron is
stating
yes, he does
ritual?
Go out on Thursday nights. No, I've heard many great things and many bad things about it. I thought it was virtual. I didn't realize that they actually go out and participate.
Well, it is a hobby for some. You know, and as long as you're, like, in moderation, I don't really see the harm in it.
No.
So.
No harm.
Yes. I am sipping on leftover mug root beer. I love root beer. It's, like, my favorite soda. But it just has so many empty calories, so I don't drink it very often. But we have some leftover, and we have to get rid of it. so I have to drink it.
It goes flat quick, yes.
Yes, it goes very flat, very fast. This is really flat, but that's okay. It has enough bubbles left over that I don't mind. So, oh, on Wednesdays, Afterphobe draws naked women. And,
does.
You know, naked artwork can be really awesome.
Very flattering.
I took an art class in college, and we had three or four times where we had a nude model come in. And it was a lot of fun. You know, we really got to, like, hone in on certain body parts, like the fingers or the hair or the breast or the thigh or the feet, you know, and really explore
nice.
The human body and all of the things we're good for. Because, you know, clothing just gets in the way sometimes. And to be able to draw the human form. Huh?
We mask a lot with clothing.
Yes, we do. And to be able to draw the human form, you need to be able to see it. And that's nakedness. Ta-da! Body positive imagery. Oh my goodness. So, all right. We are coming to the top of our show hour here on
awesome.
Sacred Divergence Radio. And I'm so happy to have you with us, Lori. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. I kind of felt when you asked, I got Lord Don's nod. Except
oh.
for it was Lady Liz's text. No, I'm teasing.
Yes. Yes, he gives the nod, and that is the famous nod. You get the nod, and you're up. And it can come at any time, trust me. He has
yep.
given me the nod on more than one occasion. So, I just wanted to read these 10 things, 10 thoughts on the spiritual practice of getting lost.
Awesome.
And this is from UCC.org. So it will have like
did you say
a Christian
UCC?
Kind of bent. Yeah.
Okay.
So the first question asks, do you stick to the same routes every day, both literally and metaphorically, doing the same things in the same way? Are we like cows? Barbara Brown Taylor asks, who stay on their pastures' well-worn, safe paths through wide swaths of unpredictable territory? The second question says, when you stray off familiar paths, you become acutely aware of every step you take and pay close attention to your surroundings. And Taylor says, once you leave the cow path, the unpredictable territory is full of life. And you can no longer count on the beat down red dirt path making all your choices for you. And then she goes on to say, some of God's best work is done with people who are truly, seriously lost. Getting lost is in the Bible. Abraham and Sarah, Elijah and Jesus all set out into the wilderness to be lost for a while, to practice trusting in the promises of God. And I think there's a lot of truth in that. And there are a lot of stories in the Bible about getting lost for a while. And I think we can learn a lot of lessons from the Bible. Even if they don't apply to us directly because we are the other people.
Correct.
It took a lot of wilderness time for the Hebrew people to learn the holy art of being lost. They knew what it was like wandering in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights to leave the cow paths of security and bondage in Egypt that led straight from their slave huts to the mud pits where they made bricks. So I think part of that is saying don't get lost in your everyday routine. Don't get lost in the mundane. Don't get lost in the same humdrum, go to work, come home, eat and sleep rhythm of everyday life. be willing to take a different route to work and see how long it takes you to get there. Give yourself a little leeway time, just in case there's traffic, of course. But
and you'll see something different.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you'll be more aware. A lot of this is about awareness. And if we get caught up in that, in that routine, excuse me, in that routine, if we get caught up in that routine, we tend to not pay attention as much. It's like we're here and then we're there. And we can't tell you what happened between getting there and here. But if you take a different path once in a while, you'll be able to tune in and to really experience life. And it can be really enriching in just a small way like that. It goes on to say, this list goes on to say, by the time our ancestors in faith reached the land of milk and honey, they knew how to say thank you and mean it. We can learn many things out there in the wilderness. Trust, resourcefulness, and gratitude. And, you know, you'll never be grateful for Tinder and a dry flint and steel more than if you are lost in the middle of the woods with nothing.
That's right.
Fire is the most important thing to have when you're lost in the middle of the woods. Like, fire and food.
I don't think I would want to be lost without it.
Neither would I.
It protects you from animals. A lot of them fear
it. Yes, it does.
The protection, the warmth.
Yes. You know, and you really don't know how chilly it'll get until it gets there. Camping this weekend, we were good because we had a tent. And the tent was made of nylon, of course. So it was a little breathable, but not very much. So the heat of the day kind of got trapped in there. And so that gave us some added warmth. But it got kind of chilly some nights. I was pretty cold up to my boyfriend all weekend. Which was nice. It was nice to spend time with him. But I digress. And, okay, so now we're really getting serious in this lost thing. It goes on to say, when we leave the familiar paths, we may be surprised by the things we learn from strangers. The most likely to befriend strangers, Taylor reminds us, are those who have been strangers themselves. The best way to grow empathy for those who are lost is to know what it means to be lost yourself. And then there is the advanced level of lostness, something we don't choose, but that happens to us. Failure, loss, grief, and abandonment. Getting lost in little ways hones the same skills needed in the advanced kind. Managing your panic, marshaling your resources, taking a good look around to see where you are and what this unexpected development might have to offer you. Out there
beautiful.
In the wilderness, you can explore... Say again?
That's beautiful.
It is. It really is. I love these articles. I love reading them, and I hope you guys enjoy it, too.
Well, Ron actually posted, and for those of you that don't know who Ron is, After 12, I can't get the whole thing. I'm having issues with Blog Talk Radio in the chat room. He did post a poem from Robert Frost, if you can give that a read, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Let me read that really quick. Oh, the road not taken. I know this one. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and third I could not travel both. And be one traveler long I stood and looked down on as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other and just as fair and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that passing there, had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, it leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if ever I should come back. I shall be telling this the sky, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverge in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Oh, he wanted to hear you read it, but that's okay.
So sorry.
You can read it again if you want.
Sorry, I just saw that now.
Well, I do believe you're at the bottom of your hour.
I know. It's been like an hour already.
Wow.
Time just flies by when we're having fun.
And he said, well done, Liz.
Thank you, Astrophobe. You are the best. You always come up with these awesome things to share. And, you know, part of why I like doing this is the community that we get to make out of all of this. And I feel so connected with so many people from around the world that I've never even met face-to-face. I've never met Ron face-to-face. I've never met you face-to-face.
No.
But
correct.
I feel like we've known each other forever.
Exactly.
And that
meeting
is one of
Lady
my most
Alyssa.
Favorite feelings in the world.
The greatest feeling, meeting Lady Alyssa on Saturday. I just felt like I've known
her
forever.
Isn't she such
and
a
she's
sweet person?
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful, beautiful energy around her. It's amazing,
you know,
to finally meet the people that you've connected with so much online.
Yes, and I met
especially
her for
through the
first
tradition.
Time. I met her for the first time almost 10 years ago in Piqua,
beautiful.
Ohio, at the Piqua, Ohio Illustration. And we saw each other, and we, like, hit it off right away. We ran into each other's arms, and we started crying. Because it was like, oh my God, where the hell have you been all my life? Yes, we're girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Of course we're girlfriends. And we've been going out,
right.
And we've been dating ever since.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Oh, and Astrophobe wants to point out that he learned sharing from Mr. Rogers, and he states that he looks like an evil Benjamin Franklin. I don't know about that. Okay, so there's two last things that I want to read here, and it's from this 10 points about spiritual practice getting lost. Our ever-present GPS devices may soon make getting lost impossible to do, at least literally. What about being metaphorically lost? Getting lost is countercultural because we're expected to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible, even if this means you miss most of the territory. And in the wilderness, the final point is, on your own but never alone, you could do worse than to kneel down and ask a blessing, remembering how many knees have kissed this altar before you. Taylor blesses the wilderness, where there are as many angels as there are wild beasts, and plenty of other lost people too. And so with that, we come to the top of our hour here on Sacred Divergence Radio. And Lori, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I had
it was
no
a pleasure,
idea.
As always.
Speaking about being lost, I had absolutely no idea when I saw myself at 10:10 today. I had no idea what we were going to talk about today on the air.
Well, the
and
best ones
it's
are the
always...
ones that just come up.
I know. It's great. It's just wonderful. And, you know, we've had a great hour. Is there any final thoughts that you would like to give our listening audience?
I think we just about covered it all.
Yeah, I think we really have. Okay, so how can people contact you if they wanted to talk more with you?
They can find me on Facebook. At Lori, Lori, Barberio, Barberio, Keegans, Keiganf. I just have the Facebook page.
Excellent. And, of course, everyone can find me on Elizabeth Hamilton Media. That is facebook.com/GeeHamiltonMedia. Keep your eyes peeled there, too, for more information about my upcoming business venture with a tie-dye Sharpie marker t-shirt. I will be getting price points soon for those. Yeah. You should buy one and donate it into the silent auction. That would be awesome. Or just keep it for yourself.
Are they finished? Do you have any done to skip it up?
I don't have any done yet, no. I just picked up the materials today, but if you have any special requests about what you would like to see on it, just let me know. And I can do custom ordering.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and I have, right now I have two of each, medium, large, and extra large. And they're just men's t-shirts, plain white right now, but they're going to be filled with color when I'm done. And so that's something I learned how to do this weekend, actually, and I had a lot of fun doing it. I just sat outside with a couple of other people, and we just went to town. It was really great.
Beautiful. Well, I wish you absolutely the best of luck with that venture.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to taking it. I've never done anything quite like this before, so we'll see how it turns out.
Great.
And Astrophobe wants to say that he imagines his final actual thought would be something like, oh, shoot, .. And I don't know what would come after the .. I'm not sure I want to know.
I'm not sure it's going to be radio appropriate.
I don't think it would be, no. So to close us out tonight, we have about a 4.5-minute song called When Gaia Wears Purple by Music for the Goddess. And I just want to say thank you again to Lori. Thank you so much for being here. And thank
Absolutely.
You so much to my listeners. And we will see you next time on Spiritual Unity Radio Network, Sacred Divergence Radio. Next Sunday.
And as
at
always, may you be God and Goddess blessed.
Oh, yes. May you be God and Goddess blessed as well, Lori. Thank you so much. And
you're welcome.
Everyone, I hope you enjoy this song, When Gaia Wears Purple by Music for the Goddess. Blessed, blessed be.
Blessed be.
She tells us, and she tells us, she says,
Thank you for listening to Sacred Divergence Radio with your hostess, Reverend Elizabeth and friends on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Have a topic for us to discuss on air? Connect with Reverend Elizabeth at sacreddivergenceradio@gmail.com and on Twitter at SDivergence with hashtag TopicHack. See you next week at 10 p.m. Eastern here on Sacred Divergence Radio and the Spiritual Unity Radio Network.